Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. On the Brink of Everything: Grace, Gravity, and Getting Old is a reflective nonfiction book by Parker J. Palmer that explores aging, mortality, vocation, and the moral and spiritual meaning of a fully lived life. Rather than offering a conventional aging manual, Palmer uses essays and meditations to examine what later life reveals about identity, community, work, and the inner life. Drawing on his experience as a writer, educator, activist, and Quaker thinker, he treats old age not as withdrawal but as a vantage point from which life can be seen more clearly. The book is organized around themes such as generational relationship, realism, vocation, outward engagement, inward reflection, and death. Its purpose is both personal and philosophical to help readers understand aging as a stage of deepened attention, responsibility, and honesty. It is aimed at adults of many ages, especially those interested in spirituality, reflection, and the ethics of living with integrity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, aging is a vantage point, not a retreat. One of the book's central ideas is that getting old can create a clearer and wider perspective on life. Palmer resists the common cultural assumption that aging mainly means decline, irrelevance, or withdrawal. Instead, he describes later life as a place from which one can see patterns more honestly, including both personal gains and failures. This matters because it shifts the meaning of aging from loss alone to a stage of interpretation and integration. The book does not deny physical limits or mortality. Rather, it argues that these realities can sharpen attention to what is essential. Palmer presents old age as a time when illusion has less power and reality can be faced more directly. That perspective gives the book a philosophical seriousness that goes beyond self-help. It is less concerned with managing aging efficiently than with asking what wisdom becomes possible when a person has fewer reasons to perform, impress, or pretend. The result is a sober but affirmative view of later life. Secondly, the ongoing dialogue between generations, Palmer gives special attention to the relationship between older and younger people, drawing on the idea of generativity. He treats this as a two-way exchange rather than a one-directional transfer of wisdom. Older adults are called to offer what they have learned, but they are also expected to remain open to being taught by the rising generation. This makes intergenerational contact a moral and spiritual practice, not just a family or social arrangement. The importance of this theme is that it challenges age segregation and the tendency of older adults to become inward-looking. Palmer argues that human flourishing depends on continued conversation across generations, especially in times of social strain. In practical terms, this means mentorship, listening, and mutual respect. In intellectual terms, it reframes aging as participation in a larger communal story, rather than a private project of self-preservation. The book's treatment of generativity helps explain why Palmer sees old age as a season for contribution without superiority and humility without passivity. Thirdly, living with reality instead of illusion. Another major thread in the book is Palmer's insistence on becoming more real. He suggests that aging exposes the limits of the illusions many people rely on earlier in life, including fantasies of control, permanence, and personal exceptionalism. As mortality becomes harder to ignore, one is pushed toward honesty about priorities, relationships, and the use of time. This is one of the book's most serious contributions because it connects aging to moral clarity. Palmer is not presenting realism as cynicism. He treats it as a disciplined acceptance of what is true, including suffering, failure, dependence, and death. That acceptance can reduce self-deception and create more truthful relationships with work, community, and the self. The book also implies that facing reality is a spiritual achievement because it allows gratitude and responsibility to replace denial. In this sense, Palmer's meditation on aging is also a meditation on truthfulness. The later chapters of life become a testing ground for whether one can live without disguise and still remain open, compassionate, and engaged. Fourthly, work, vocation, and writing as a life practice. Palmer devotes attention to work and vocation, especially the relationship between what a person does and who a person becomes. He does not treat work merely as employment or productivity. Instead, he views vocation as a calling that helps shape identity over time. This is especially relevant in a book about aging, because later life often forces people to reconsider achievement, usefulness, and legacy. Palmer's discussion suggests that a life is not measured only by external success, but by how faithfully one has responded to inner callings and communal responsibilities. Writing also appears as an important dimension of this theme, both as craft and as a way of making sense of experience. The book's inclusion of the writing life is meaningful because it shows how reflection itself can be a form of work. Palmer's approach distinguishes this book from generic aging literature by linking later life to artistic and vocational discernment. The focus is not on retirement as an endpoint, but on the ongoing task of integrating work, purpose, and identity, even as external roles change. Well, lastly, inner attention, public engagement, and facing mortality. The book is carefully balanced between outward engagement and inward reflection. Palmer argues that aging should not lead to disengagement from the world, whether through politics, relationships, or public concern. At the same time, he emphasizes the need to stay in touch with the soul, which means making room for solitude, honesty, prayerful reflection, and inner steadiness. This balance is a key part of the book's ethical vision because it prevents both burnout and withdrawal. Palmer also extends the discussion toward death, not as a topic to avoid, but as a reality that gives urgency and shape to the rest of life. His treatment of mortality is notable for being neither sentimental nor bleak. Instead, he suggests that awareness of death can deepen gratitude, clarify purpose, and encourage courage. This final horizon gives the book its title-level seriousness. To stand on the brink of everything is to live close to impermanence while still remaining open to wonder. The result is a meditation on how to stay human, alert, and responsible in the face of endings. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a thoughtful, spiritually grounded reflection on aging rather than a practical handbook. It will likely appeal to older adults thinking about retirement, mortality, and legacy, but it is not limited to them. Younger readers interested in vocation, generativity, and the ethics of attention can also benefit from it, because Palmer frames aging as a human question, not merely a senior one. The book offers intellectual value through its clear engagement with themes such as reality, work, intergenerational responsibility, and death. It also offers practical value by encouraging readers to examine how they spend time, how they relate across age differences, and how they balance outer action with inner depth. What makes it stand out in the aging genre is its tone and scope. It is not prescriptive, therapeutic, or trend-driven. Instead, it is meditative, morally serious, and literary, with a strong emphasis on reflection and meaning. Palmer's voice gives the book unusual warmth without sacrificing honesty, which makes it distinctive among books about getting older. Readers looking for a nuanced companion to later life thinking will find it especially rewarding. If you would like to support Parker J. Palmer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around!